Heads, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. This is Minecraft. I have no knees. Oh no!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. You know the biggest problem with Minecraft? Where are your elbows? Where are your knees? This is ridiculous. Today I have a fantastic mod that changes all the animations and character models in Minecraft. This mod was originally created by Kodayashi Zero and has been updated by Nojirake. So, I'm in a tiny world that I just created, and by updating all of the character models, what do you think I meant? Well, let's go ahead and spawn in a few creepers, just to kind of show it off, just a whole bunch. And as you can see, as they walk around, they do weird things. And if we throw in an ocelot, ocelots are, of course, afraid of cats, so they'll run away. Now, this doesn't just work with creepers. Spiders now have elbows, as you can see. Oh, that poor slot. I spawned you into a block. You will never... Oh, you're fine. One of my favorites is the slimes. So when a slime jumps around, now its whole body, including its eyes, here, let me see the front of you, slime, will now jiggle around. Look at that. Wow. Let's go to the cows next. Cows, what could move on cows? Well, of course, there are little udders down there. Can you see? As he runs, the udder sways magically back and forth as he goes. He's pretty upset with me. Another one is the wolf. Now, wolves have nice fluffy tails. Now, these can be turned into these poofy tails, as we see here, or into the single pixel tails, which you are sort of used to with wolves. Now, their animations are a little different, so let me go ahead and grab a few food things and tempt these wolves. Hey, there we go. We need, we need bones in order to turn them into tame animals. So let's go ahead and tame this guy. Here he is. If we sit down and if we feed him a few things, he may lay down for us. Whoops, sorry, I didn't mean to punch you, wolf. Sorry about that. You know, I may not have that one turned on. The ocelot also has a nice, flowy tail. And the villagers, which I hope that I haven't spawned any creepers around to blow up these villagers, but the villagers have noses that twirl. You do that one more for me? Say, meh. There we go. Nice. My favorite by far has got to be the Enderman. And so I'm going to set it to night in order to time set night to do this correctly. And we're going to go ahead and spawn an Enderman. Boop. Can you not tell the difference? The Enderman? Oh, yeah, I have to aggro him. There we go. Oh, my gosh. And he has arms of craziness whenever they are mad. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to punch you. I mean, I actually did so that I could record for the video. Oh, now you have a block. Ah, get away from me. This mod has a lot of things that you can change in its config file. So let's get a little bit into that. So there's a lot in the config file that you can change. First, this line, if you keep opening up the config file folder, delete it, and it will never come back. Then you have options for all of the things that we just saw, like player knees. If you want them to be gone, oh, you know what? I didn't even show off the player knees. We'll do that next. If you don't want it, change that 1 to a 0. We, of course, do want it. So magma cubes could turn into a magma burger, which I didn't even show because I have that set to off. There's other things down here, like the creeper rock out. Normally, it's set to 1, but let's go ahead and change that to 4. And we're going to go ahead and see what that does for us. And you have everything in here, and you can even add specific in-game things that you don't even know about yet. You have to go check out the MC forums to see that, and that link is in the show notes. So let's jump into Minecraft and see what it looks like. So now that we're back in our world, we can see that because we set our creepers to 4, some of them move forward and backward. Some of them should move side to side, Or maybe they're just stuck on whatever we are in this gameplay session. And if we choose it, if we go back in and out, 4 is supposed to be set to random. But these guys all seem to be doing one thing. But that might be because of the gameplay that we're in. It chooses one per gameplay. And you can see them all just moving all around. Now let's show off also my character, because I didn't get to do that. I now have knees. Look at that. And elbows. I can run around. If we can hit F5 one more time, you can see that when I run, we actually have limbs. And it looks really, really, really great. If we sneak, we can kind of crouch down, move amongst the bushes, and we actually have elbows. Quite an amazing thing to see in Minecraft. And not to leave out the tentacle creatures, Ghasts. They have their crazy tentacles here once he moves out of the water. And in normal Minecraft, tentacles are actually all different sizes. So for you OCD people, now these are all the same length. And of course, the wonderful, the always needed squids. They actually look like squids instead of people with stiff, stiff arms as they derp around in their water habitats. If you would like to download this mod for yourself, check out our show notes at omgcraft.com. If you want to send me a tip or a suggestion or a question, which I will answer on later shows, do so at mail@omgcraft.com and make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. Keep on crafting. See you next time.